Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
He gets around.
All right, we're back. It's Mino and the Mayor on 97.9.
Hi.
Finally.
I got Mino's headphones on.
The riffraff has left the building.
Wow.
Guys.
John, get your hearing checked. Holy shnikes.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, guys, it's Nikki Z. We're here with the Heights Pub and Parlor music series with Dennis from the Glam Band and everybody's favorite Ashley from the Heights.
Hey.
Good Ashley morning. With the good hair.
Woo, woo.
What's going on at the Heights this weekend?
Well, it's Friday night, so stop in for some perch. You can see Braylon at lunch or me and Heather tonight. We've got the perch, the pan-fried or beer-battered walleye, and grab a hand-muddled mule. We also have a banana old-fashioned on special with banana.
I'm sorry, what?
Old Smoky. Yeah, banana old-fashioned.
She made hand-muddled mule.
Yeah.
I don't think it was muddled.
It's hand-muddled old-fashioned. Well, that's what I meant to say.
Model.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of...
My headphones are too tight.
You would be the hand model for The Price is Right.
I was thinking of Zoolander.
Right? Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Yes. I'm losing it.
You got to have it to lose
banana
it,
banana old Smoky. So,
Old Smoky.
It's actually tasty.
It is really... That's really good stuff.
Yeah. Same. And then tomorrow we've got the Meyer event. No Can Do, a tribute to Hall and Oates. So you can stop in, grab some drinks and dinner before then or stop in after.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and next week we celebrate our 1 year anniversary.
I know. We're so excited.
Yes. So woo-hoo-hoo. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we will have happy hour drink prices all day. So it'll be your $4 draft beer, $4 rail mixers, and $3 bottles, as well as half off appetizers.
Hello, yep. Nurse. Oh.
And then you guys will be live on Wednesday in the morning at Heights.
To it. Stovetop, I'm staying.
Yeah.
We cannot wait.
I mean, we can kind of mention that we had a staff meeting at the Heights yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Quality.
The money department at Civic Media has not quite seen that bill yet.
Accounting.
I'll be getting that phone call later. Thank you, Ashley. Yeah, but we had a lot of fun yesterday.
Keep the meter running, good. Baby.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, very awesome. Thank you so much. And today's Heights Pub and Parlor music series feature is none other than our very own Mike Schabo. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bammy-nominated Mike Schabo.
Yes.
It's all Bammy.
If I'm distracted, I'm thinking about a banana old-fashioned, so...
Or the fish.
I think it's Ashley's hair. That distracts me. I'm not going
to
lie.
And the cute Googles. She's so cute. It's nice to have some eye candy in the studio.
You need a moment alone? Mike and I will just go hang out.
I mean, all three of you, I'm saying, by comparison to what I'm normally
sitting what are you guys doing after this?
Alongside.
Yeah. I think we're going to Heights Pub and trying the fish.
There we go.
I like it.
And mottled mule. Can you imagine that? A mule with hands. Never mind.
Oh, don't make it weird, Dennis.
I can't help it. That's how I was raised.
All right, Mike Schabo, how long have you been performing in the area?
All day, he says.
Yep, I just started today. No, just kidding.
Awesome.
I used to play about 20 years ago, and then funny story, I took a 20-year break, had kids, career, all that, you know, all the adult stuff happens.
Do the kids know this?
Asking
for a friend.
Yeah, just don't tell them. My wife, one night, we were out at La Vie Tavern just having some drinks, and she went up to the bar owner, and she's like, can you book him? I'm sick of his guitars just rotting in the basement. She had never heard me actually play other than just, you know, jamming out in the living room, but I never actually played a full song. So they said, sure. And so in about 3 months, I had to learn about 30 songs to play.
No pressure.
And that was about a year and a half ago. I thought it was going to be my only gig. I thought I was going to stink the place up. And here we are a year and a half later, having just a ton of fun.
High five.
Yeah, there we go.
That's awesome.
I see your name all over town because you are booking a ton of dates.
Oh, then the kids definitely know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you my daddy?
Right, exactly. They're like, it's spelled the same in everything. Yep. So congrats.
Thank you very much. It's a lot of fun.
And La Vie is a great venue. They do a great job with their live music lineup as well.
We love it there, and it's in within walking distance of our house. So,
so what is it that got you in the guitar playing business anyway? What is it, man?
Well, when I was 12, I wanted to be cool. And so I started playing guitar and found out that it wasn't as cool as I thought. But I absolutely love playing. It's such a great release. And as you probably know, just music, have a bad day, pick up the guitar, start strumming, and suddenly you're over whatever stresses you had.
So. I wouldn't know. I'm not a musician.
You just play one on TV.
There's a delineation between singers and musicians. And
true story.
It's good to know what the difference is.
You do have jealousy issues, don't you?
No, I got jelly on my bread. I'll tell you what. No, I'm kidding. See these hands? This is great for radio. Small, smell like cabbage. Anyways.
You're not a... Oh, I'm sorry. This is... sorry.
Short people,
lo siento.
It's like having Jim and John on the show when
I know,
they're not
I
even
just
here.
Did a very cringe thing. All right, so 12 years old, you're strumming. What first song, first chords... Walk us through it.
Well, so first that guitar. Was back in 92-ish. So, of course, I wanted to learn Pearl Jam, Nirvana, all that stuff. So 30 years later, I'm trying to do my math here. 30 years later.
We're not checking the math, so that's fine.
You're Mike, it's 32. But
checks out.
30 years later, I'm still playing 90s. So I'm stuck in the 90s. And the cool thing about it is I thought, everyone was still playing 90s all over the place. And no, actually, a lot of people come up to me mid-set, sometimes even mid-song. I was like, I'm kind of playing right now. But I haven't heard this song played out in a bar forever. And really? Like, why not? Because my mind's still stuck in the 90s.
100%. I love 90s.
No one else is. But it's good because a lot of people, they'll come up to me and be like, bro, nice set list. Be like, cool, bro. Give them a fist bump. And,
awesome. Yeah. Will you play us a little something?
Sure.
What's your first 90s
I'm going to play a little, and I'm going to have you guess the artist.
Okay. I usually do not do well at this.
No, me neither.
But this is a song that I loved growing up and have never heard played before, so I wanted to play it out at bars, and people love it. So here we go.
Mike Schiavo, ladies and gentlemen, on the Heights Pub and Parlor music series here on... WGBW.
In the end, we shall achieve in time. Thing they call divine, and the stars they'll shine for me. And all is well, as all is well for you, and all forever. Living in the meantime, wait and see. Love the only of you. Love is lit, and the skies are blue. When I cry for me, I cry for you. Tears of holy joy, and all the days there yet to come. And did I ever say I'd never pray? Fly towards the sun. Living in the meantime, something's gone. Oh, oh. Love the only of you. Lands are green. God's blue, and all in all, we're just like you. Love the all of you. Outside spot, see you sometime. Give my love to the future of the humankind. That's okay, not okay. Love dream that I'm still defined.
just like you. Just like you. All in all, we're just like you. Love the all of you.
All right, name of the band.
Space Hog.
Yeah!
Thank you, Google. But
tell her what she's wound on.
You cheated on that?
100%. But I knew it.
I'm disappointed.
I knew it.
I lean into disappointment. Hey, Space Hog might have done it first, but you did it real nice.
Well, thank you.
That's awesome.
It's also on.
That's on a movie soundtrack somewhere. I know. I recognize it.
I can't remember.
Nothing.
It's not Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, but that is a solid soundtrack.
Right?
Yeah. I love that. What else do you like to play? Anything? Have you ever written anything on your own?
We're getting there.
Yeah.
So actually, I had a band 20 years ago. We did all originals.
Nice.
Recorded an album. It was really fun. And then just, I don't know why we fizzled. Bands just fizzled out for no reason sometimes.
Yeah, well, 20 years ago, that was then married, children, and life happens.
Right. And the other artist that co-wrote the songs with me, he lives in Tennessee, but I'm actually trying to get him to come up and do a little reunion show. Funny thing is, we had like 8 fans, so the reunion show, I don't know how big it would really be, but
it's more fans than this show has, so you're doing well.
add
the rest of us to that fan base now, so
I will stop this car.
That's fine. That is absolutely fine.
Ever watch Gentle Ben? He's like, what are you talking about? Do you have any idea what Gentle Ben is? We said, hey, what's Gentle Ben?
I've never heard of it either.
Nope.
So.
But hey,
I'm on the 70s, though. I know.
Never watched it. Oh,
it was a TV show back in the 60s, late 60s, and it was in syndication in the 70s, and I remember watching it on Saturday mornings by 10 or 10:30. It was on NBC, actually. I can even remember it was on NBC.
Yeah. Do you remember the show Cop Rock? Where everyone, it was basically a cop show, but it was a musical.
No?
You have to Google it. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. But if you ever need a good laugh, just YouTube it and laugh for a straight
Cop Rock.
15 minutes.
If I ever want a good laugh, I'll just pull up YouTube and see some glam band video.
That front man.
Who's that guy wearing those tights thinking he's some sort of cross-country skier Birkebeiner guy?
So we just got a text in from the Labonte brothers who are listening in and want to say hi to Mike this morning.
And he played at La Vie last night, I believe. Mitch did.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. They're good buddies.
Did you hobble over there last night?
I didn't. So, with having a wife and kids and a kid on the way, too. So,
congrats.
Have to balance the family life as well.
How do you do that? Because I talked to my doctor. You see, he says I can't carry to full term, so I don't.
I don't think you were either, quite honestly,
well,
Dennis.
That's okay.
I love you, I mean
you should see the stretch marks on my mom.
Oh, my.
I came out like this. Great for radio. Hey, Ma! Here I am!
Yeah. Yeah. Ta-da!
It's a food baby, so it's very short term.
Gerber.
It's like a seven-day cycle.
Well, one of the things I want to mention is that we usually close this show with a couple of songs. One of them is the theme from WKRP in Cincinnati, because it's classic, the closing theme. But we also usually close with Everlong from Foo Fighters. And the reason why we do that is because it's one of my favorite songs, and I really don't care what Jim and John want to do, right?
Nice.
So I normally close the show
with
that.
Lean in.
Put that foot down.
So while we were promoting Mike on the show, the song we used is his version of Everlong. So
nice.
He's going to do another song when we get back,
yay,
but then he's going to close the show with his version of Everlong today.
Oh, cool.
All right.
See,
I'm so
all
excited
about Todd today.
Yep.
Play us out, Mike Schiavo.
Well, we'll come back.
We'll come back,
but.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's tough to find good help. Stay here. You're listening to Mino and the Mayor. More listening to Mike Schiavo during the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Ashley, hit us one more time. What do you got going on this weekend?
Hit me, baby. Hit me, Friday, baby, one more time.
We've got fish tonight, so fish stop in and see Heather and I.
I'll drive.
We're so excited.
Guys, I'll drive.
All right.
Three, but big congratulations, blocks. Because yep. This day and age, it's kind of tough to be in the bar restaurant yes. business, but you guys are doing it right.
The service is always great. The food is great.
Phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah. Quality so is job
you,
one.
If yep. right? you haven't checked them out yet, yeah. please stop please on do. Down.
Yeah, at least check out Ashley's hair, for crying out loud, if anything else.
She's super adorable. Hey, Mike. Dennis, thanks for always being here.
Thanks for letting me. Are you kidding me? The restraining order must have wore off.
It did not.
It has expired.
Yeah. Mike, what are you going to do for us next?
So I do a lot of 90s, yeah. but I also like 60s, 70s, 80s, and new rock. So I'm going to do a song by the Allman Brothers own little way. And I got some fun shows coming up. Badger State, that is a really fun place to play.
Yeah.
They have a cool stage set up. Mackinac's next weekend. I actually play a duo with Ramona from Ramona and the Flower.
We love her.
Please tell her we said hello.
Yep. Oh, we'll do. We'll do for sure. And then, a couple other places as well. So
if anybody wants to check you out online, what are your socials? Where can they find you?
Mike Schiavo Music.
And Schiavo is spelled?
S-C-H-A-B-O-W. Hopefully everyone grabbed a pen and wrote that.
Sounds like it sounds.
Of course.
Schiavo.
Schiavo. All right.
All right, here we go.
Mike Schiavo.
I got you, buddy. I got you, man.
There we go. All it. Here we are.
I've got a road keep on hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding. And I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. I'm not gonna let them catch Midnight Rider. I don't know clothes I'm wearing, and the road goes on forever. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Trying to catch the sustain on that guitar there at the end.
Bravo,
it's
my
the sustain
friend.
That binds us, man.
That's should I just talk that growly there. The rest of the day?
Yes. Then you must sound like Kevin Costner on Yellowstone. I think that's how he...
Or Batman, right?
I was going to say Batman.
Oh, my God.
Come where see me at Mr. Bruce tonight. Like, okay, dude, I will.
That was so good. Yes, absolutely. You'll be held against your will.
Yes.
But you're on socials,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So Instagram, Facebook.
Facebook's the main way to reach me. I'm a little lazy on Instagram. I just, there's too many.
There's so many.
Yes. Yes.
So how does a person book you? Through the Facebooks?
The book of faces.
As you now know, I have a bat symbol that, but.
Yes. You must.
Yes. Book me. But reach out to me on Facebook. That is the best way. And I have a personal page, too. If you don't catch the music part of Mike Schiavo, I will respond either way.
Amazing. Cool. Yes. Thank you so much for cruising in here today.
You bet.
Good luck with everything. We hope to check you out sometime soon. Ashley, as always, thank you so much. We cannot wait to spend your anniversary week with you.
Yes, that's so going to be so much fun.
Hey, Mike, you want to take us out with Everlong?
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right.
Mike, tonight at the Mr. Brew's Tap House in DePere/Bellevue at 5:30 tonight.
Have a great weekend, everybody. See ya.